What does eternally begotten mean? How can a son come from a father who's always existed? Phew. It's a good question. And it's all about the Trinity. Here we go again. None of us fully get our heads around God, do we? We are not God. He's infinite. We're just creatures. That said, God has revealed some things truly about himself that we might know. We know that within the Godhead, there is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and each is fully God. It's not one third God, one third God, one third God. Each one is fully God, each person. So, hang on, does that mean you have three separate gods? Father, perhaps being a rival to Son, perhaps being a rival to Holy Spirit. Is there potential within the universe of that kind of conflict? Well, no. For a start, because Jesus is God's only begotten Son. And we know that from very famous verses like John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Trouble is, in the NIV, sometimes only begotten Son is translated one and only Son. Not that helpful, because it is quite clear in the Bible, God has begotten a son. He's had a son, we might say, in modern English. Now, does that mean that God has changed, that one minute he didn't have a son, the next minute he did, and has been ever since? Well, remember, God does not change. We established that earlier, didn't we? So, in having a son, the father hasn't lost anything. He isn't any less God for it. And he is eternal, beyond time. So, 2 Peter 3, verse 8 says that 1,000 years are like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. He's beyond time. That's why he doesn't change, by the way. He doesn't go from one state to another through time. He's outside of it. He just is. He is the I am. So if he produces a son, or if he breathes out a spirit, it's not happening at a particular point in time before which it never happened. No, he's doing it eternally outside of time. He just does it. No beginning, no end. It happens. It's eternal begetting, therefore, of the Son. God has a Son eternally. Eternally begotten of the Father. You remember that in the Nicene Creed? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. And then it goes on to say, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. And that last bit reflects the fact that the Son and the Spirit, indeed, depend on the Father for their existence. They depend on the Father for their existence. He's in charge, because they come from him. The Son obeys the Father. The Son is sent by the Father. That's the pattern. That's why they never disagree. They are not three rival gods, because they are entirely unified in their will. They are one God, one nature, one will. They're unified. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. John 10, verse 30. It's important we don't so emphasize the threeness of God. Oh yes, we've got Father and Son and Spirit, that we forget the fact that there is one God. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. So they're not made either. Remember that. They didn't come into existence at any point in time. They're outside of time. So Jesus is one with the Father. He was begotten by the Father. He is begotten of the Father, I should say. No past tense. It's eternal begetting of the Son by the Father. And you could say similar things of the Spirit, except that it's spirating or breathing out. I think I've witted on enough. It's a very difficult question.